Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
And the holy amalgamation of the Mekons, Thin Lizzy, Jackson 5, and MC5.
Hello, everybody. This is Patrick Foster. Thanks for tuning in to Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to another episode of March 2024 New Music. Before we get started today, I just want to mention something very briefly about Suburbs Fest. That's right, Suburbs Fest. It is coming up sooner than you know, folks. We're coming up on about 2 months now, and it is time for you to make your plans to be out there in Rockford, Illinois with us. Suburbspod.com/fest, F-E-S-T. June 20 to 22nd in Rockford, Illinois, we're going to be at Pig Minds Brewing. It's a really cool brewery out there. You're going to have an interview, actually, with the owners of that establishment coming up next week that I think you're really going to enjoy. We've got some rock and roll. We've got a really fun first night of podcast interviews and live performances. We've got the Big Hoot Nanny on Friday night, and of course, the live music showcase on Saturday to wrap it all up. Frank Muffin, Half Catholic, and the Lone Canary. It's going to be a good night of rock and roll. Don't you worry. We've got a hotel reserved. There's travel information on this page, so make sure you go out there. Sign up. We'd love to see you. We think it's going to be a real fun time this summer, and we'll celebrate the spirit of Suburbs Pod and rock and roll in summertime. And with that, let's get into new music.
Jim and Patrick, hello interns and hello fellow listeners. This is Niklas calling in from Sweden about March new music. First of all, apologies for not submitting any picks for January and February, but I've been a bit off the grid as far as social interaction is concerned. Had some stress-related issues, but I'm back now, back to work and all that stuff. It's not easy balancing life when you have got work, family, new music professorship. It takes its toll. Although the professorship for new music is, it's well fun. I'm well financially compensated. Not Jason Goble level, of course, but still, but I think I can cope now. So, to my picks. The first one is came out the 1st of March, actually. It's Jesper Lindell. I've talked about him before. And this is his new album called Before the Sun. The follow-up to Twilight's that came out 2 years ago. And this is this is going to be a contender for my favorite album of the year, for sure. It's got 10 fantastic songs on it. I'm going to go through it really quickly. It starts off with a track called One of These Rainy Days, and then followed by Before the Sun. And if you listen to those two, maybe the first three ones, Never Gonna Last as well, can't really get around comparing it to the band. And Jesper singing a bit like, well, it's reminiscence of Van Morrison. If you picture that scene when Van Morrison comes on stage in The Last Waltz, playing with the band. And suddenly we have the band and Van Morrison reincarnated from a small Swedish place. It's weird and it's wonderful. Following the three first songs is a stomping track 4 called Good Evening. And then a very soft, A Little Light in the Dark is it called, the last one on side one. I've seen these guys 4 times over the past 2 years, and they are just keeping getting better and better as a live act. And they are, it's a 6-piece band, and they have some amazing musicians in this band. The band is called Brunswick Sounds, which is also the name of the studio where they record, their own studio. So back to the record, and for the second side, or the side B, it goes on, and track 7 is a duet, and this will, I'm sure, please the manager of Subbersport Radio, Mr. Keith Jacobson, another very well financially compensated individual in this community, I presume, being the manager of Sabbath Pop Radio, I imagine it being even above Jason Goebel level. But Keith, Jesper Lindell is doing a duet with Cassie Valazza. How about that? She's amazing. I saw her about a year ago as well perform, and not sure where in the US she's from, but she's worth checking up as well. They recorded this record during the pandemic. So these recordings are from 2020, 2021 and 2022. So they recorded this record at the same time as they recorded the last one, which is interesting. The next track on the album is a very surprising cover of a Thin Lizzy song that I hadn't heard before. It's called Honesty Is No Excuse. It's lovely. It's fantastic. And then track 9 is Brunswick, which is also a fantastic song. And then they finish it off with Do Me In, where Jesper sings in a falsetto voice in the verses. And it's an amazing, amazing, amazing album. You should definitely check it out and just appreciate the musicianship. Rasmus Fors, who is playing organ, the clavinet, and he also plays accordion, actually. He is the... I'll have to say he's the Swedish reincarnation of Garth Hudson. He's so good. And then you got Carl Lindvall, who also plays keyboards and piano. You've got Jesper's brother, Anton, on bass. And he's a great, great bass player. You've got Simon on the drums, and then the multi-instrumentalist Jimmy Ramers on guitars. Trumpet, the harmonica, and the violin, and backing vocals. So check it out, Before the Sun. And if you play a song, if you're still with me, and if you're still listening, please play Before the Sun, the title track.
I've been running into hard times lately, and the past year's been out to break me. I've been praying for a little work to come along. For I lost my job last early May, and baby said she could not stay. Worst of all, she stole my records when she moved away. There's a widow across the river. Her husband died in the fever. She ain't that pretty, but she's good company. She says she really loves me, but I'm too dumb to see what life with a good woman like her could be. Oh, she really tried to make. Oh,
last week I drove out to the lake to ponder over all of my mistakes. Fish don't jump much these days, but at least my mind is quiet.
So it's my second pick of March new music. It's also an album, a Swedish album, but this one is in Swedish, so the lyrics may go a little bit above your head. But the lyrics are fantastic. So if you're thinking of picking up a second language, start studying Swedish. It's Division 7, or Division 7. Paul Hayden actually picked a single from them for January new music, and here's the entire album that came out on 22nd of March. It's called Hundhuvudet, the dog's head. It's got 10 songs on it, that one too. I was fortunate enough to have my pre-ordered vinyl coming to me a couple of days before it came out on the streamings. And the B-side, well, I think the A-side and the B-side, they're equally strong. This is also a contender for Album of the Year for me, so check it out. Like Paul mentioned in January New Music, big choruses, and it's got an atmosphere that's hard to describe. You have to listen. If you play a song from this one, would you please play track number 4, Kleptomaner? Thank you. That's all for me for March new music. I intend to be back for April new music. Everyone take care, and talk to you later. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow Rockin' the Suburbs listeners, this is Sonny Varney from Franklin Park, Illinois, and these are my picks for March new music. First up is the band Sheer Mag from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Their latest album is called Playing Favorites. Their Apple Music page describes their sound as an unholy amalgamation of the Mekons, Thin Lizzy, Jackson 5, and MC5. I'd also describe the sound as 70s classic rock meets garage punk. They also have little flourishes of disco and a few other songs. And a song I like for you to play is called Moonstruck. Second pick is a band with an unusual name. They are called Lesbian Bed Death. They are from Stoke-on-Trent in the UK. The latest album is called Midnight Lust. The Bandcamp page describes their sound as gothic punk meets hard rock with their love of horror movies. Their sound has also been described as a female-fronted Alice Cooper. Their influences also include bands like Kiss, The Cult, The Misfits, 69 Eyes, and Ghost, just to name a few. And the song I like to play is called She Loves Loveless. And as always, my honorable mention for a playout song is by a band called These Wicked Rivers. Their latest album is called Force of Nature, and they are from Derby, England. Their sound is described as Southern hard rock. Think of very early Blackstone Cherry. And the song I like for you to play is called The Riverboat Man. As always, in closing, Jim Patrick, Interns, thanks for everything you do. Let's keep rocking the suburbs. Listen to Suburbs Rock Radio. And until next month, goodbye for now.
Not Jason Goldblum level, of course.